Good Tuesday. Today is May the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to talk once again with Stephanie Karoff, OSU Extension Field Specialist for Agronomic Crop Systems, as we look at getting later in the planting season and any potential decisions we may need to make when it comes to replant or changing different populations, hybrids, or varieties. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the National Grain and Feed Association said it's joined with 38 other leading agricultural organizations and a unified call to Congress to prioritize the reauthorization of the nation's surface transportation programs. Now, in a letter sent on April 30th, the groups emphasized the critical role that modern, efficient, and well-funded transportation systems play in supporting U.S. agriculture and rural economies. A strong transportation network is essential to the success of American agriculture. That, according to NGFA President and CEO Mike Seifert, from farm inputs to grain exports, every link in the supply chain depends on reliable roads, bridges, and trucking policies that reflect today's realities, and we're urging Congress to act decisively to keep rural America moving forward. Now, some of the key priorities include a one-time reauthorization that Congress must reauthorize surface transportation programs before the current law expires in September of 2026 to avoid funding disruptions and project delays. Also, the coalition supports equitable long-term funding solutions for the Highway Trust Fund that includes all vehicle types, including gas, diesel, electric, and alternative fuels. And then there's the first and last mile connectivity. That increased investment is needed in local roads and bridges that connect farms and agribusinesses to major highways, rail lines, and waterways. Also, there's the truck weight modernization section. The group urged Congress to authorize a pilot program allowing six-axle trucks up to 91,000 pounds on interstate highways and to establish a 10% axle weight variance for dry bulk haulers. Trucking flexibility is also included. They proposed reforms including streamlining commercial driver's license requirements and expanding hours of service exemptions for ag haulers. And then the coalition opposes efforts to eliminate internal combustion engine vehicle sales and supports maintaining current motor carrier insurance requirements to prevent unnecessarily high insurance premiums, freight rates, and holding motor carriers and freight buyers harmless from excessive litigation cost. The letter also advocates for simplifying environmental review processes and expanding rural access to federal infrastructure funds without undue regulatory burdens. Now, these common sense reforms will enhance transportation efficiency, reduce cost, and improve safety across the agricultural supply chain, Seifert said. Congress has an opportunity to deliver a bipartisan win for farmers, agribusinesses, and consumers alike. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. For the second consecutive week, urea, UAN-28, and UAN-32 led the way higher for retail fertilizer prices as being tracked by DTN. All eight major fertilizer prices were higher compared to what they were a month ago. UAN-32 had the most significant price increase. That liquid nitrogen fertilizer was 10% higher compared to where it was a month ago, with an average retail price at $484 a ton. Now, both urea and UAN-28 were 9% more expensive from a month ago. Urea had an average price of $621 a ton, while UAN-28 was at $406 a ton. Now, urea was more than $600 a ton for the first time since the second week of July in 23, when that price was at $609. UAN-28 was over $400 a ton for the first time since that third week of June of 23, when the price then was $402 a ton. Now, the remaining five fertilizers had slightly higher prices. DAP had an average price of $787 a ton. MAP came in at $825 a ton, while potash was at $473 a ton. 10-34-0 was at $665 per ton, and anhydrous ammonia at $783 a ton. So if you break all those down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 68 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous came in at 48 cents a pound. UAN-28 was 73 cents a pound, and UAN-32, 76 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, if we take a look, four fertilizers are now higher in price compared to where they were a year ago. 1034-0 is up by 4%. Both urea and UAN-28 are 12% higher, and UAN-32 is 16% more expensive. The remaining four fertilizer prices do happen to be a little bit lower in price. DAP, MAP, and anhydrous are about 1% lower, while potash is 8% lower from where it was 1 year ago. Now, in an interesting related story, University of Minnesota Extension educator Brad Carlson had an article in the Minnesota Crop News talking about how farmers spend money for nutrients and how it impacts their bottom line. He was using FinBin data from the Farm Financial Data for thousands of Minnesota farms as he pulled all this together, taking a look at fertilizer costs per acre going back to 2016. What he found was in the last 10 years, the 20% most profitable farms had fertilizer costs that averaged $138 per acre, while the least profitable farms spent $177 per acre. That is a 28% difference when you do the math. He said he's continued to track the reports annually, and the results have been relatively consistent over those years, with the least profitable farms between 2017 and 2022 spending 15 to 30% more on fertilizer per year than the most profitable farms, he wrote. Considering many farmers turn their nutrient purchasing decisions over to those who sell them the products, it might be time for the farmers to take a closer look into those fertilizer purchasing decisions. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.